Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting third. The center fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Alan Strange. Batting second. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Emil Bildilli. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Emil Bildilli. And now, play ball. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball four. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bell moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into right field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heath for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange takes first base on ball four. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is called out on strikes. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Clift reaches second base with a double. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a line drive towards right. Bell catches it and throws to second to double up Clift. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder strikes out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bill Dilley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Emil Bildilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bildilli strikes out. Two outs. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Strange hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trotsky hits a pop-up towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McQuinn moves to second. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to third for the out. Radcliffe moves to second. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Clift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Radcliffe scores. Lobbs moves to second. It's 2-0, Browns. Joe Dobson now pitching. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hefner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Hefner reaches second base with a double. Lobbs scores. Clift goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Browns. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell throws the ball into Boudreau, who tags Swift trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Hefner scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Browns. Emil Bildilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bildilli is 0-for-1 in the game. Bildilli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Strange hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Judnick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Smith now pitching. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Judnick moves to second. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Lobbs is hit by the pitch. Judnick moves to third. Radcliffe moves to second. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Clift hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boudreau scores. Bell moves to second. It's 5-1, Browns. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Judnick. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Bell scores. Chapman moves to third. It's 5-2, Browns. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Heath strikes out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hefner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hefner moves to second. One out. Emil Bildilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bildilli is 0-for-2 in the game. Bildilli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hefner moves to third. Two outs. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Strange hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Bildilli covering, for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. Mack is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is hit by the pitch. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Judnick strikes out. 1 out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lobbs hits a line drive towards third. Keltner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hefner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clift moves to third. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Swift hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Emil Bildilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bildilli is 0 for 3 in the game. Bildilli bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 2 outs. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Strange hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 3 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 3 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 3 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hemsley moves to third. Mack moves to second. Odell Hale pinch hits for Al Smith. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hemsley scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Browns. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bildilli fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mack moves to third. Bob Harris now pitching. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a line drive into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.